ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Meseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Ches. Tanu Rabbanan Klal Einu Chai Vela Achas. Prat Chai Vela Kol Achas Vachas Divri Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yudah Omer Shavuah Leiloch Vileiloch Vileiloch Chai Vela Kol Achas Vachas. And Rabbi Yudah, in the name of Shmuel, is Masber the Machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah, that the klal of Rabbi Yehuda is the prat of Rabbi Yehuda. Klal of Rabbi Meir is the prat of Rabbi Yehuda, and the klal of Rabbi Yehuda is the prat of Rabbi Meir. Which means that in the case where you add a vav, shvua leiloch, vileiloch, vileiloch, according to Rabbi Meir, that's a klal, it's one shvua, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a prat. And when there's no vav, then it's the opposite. The Ritva speaks out clearly in this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. He says, "Have you idea that both according to Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, there's a klal in Shas vav meisiv halinyan rishain, and they don't argue about that klal of vav meisiv halinyan rishain. So what's the machlekes?" So he explains, "The hocha pligi b'hai toisefes havav. The machlekes is on this vav, which is takam meisiv halinyan rishain. Is it?" Koi ashvua, is it moisif on the shvua, ki'ilu as if Omar, as if he would have said ushivua, and then it's an inyan of a prat, because that means he's making separate shvuas, lecha, lecha, to each one, or it's not going on the shvua, koi agavre belchud, it's only going on the person, the rabbi is toivin bikfi rasoi, av the shvua lehoisif klum. But it's not being moisif at all in the shvua. In other words, both agree that veloy, the vav is moisif alinyan rishain. And the shaila is the vav meisiv alinyan rishain. To go back to the word shvua, as if to say shvua leiloch and shvua leiloch and shvua leiloch, he's repeating his shvuas and mele lives of prata. Or it's not going back on shvua, just going on the different people leiloch, not to you, and also I'm being meisiv also not to you and not to you, but not that I'm being meisiv nacha shvua to each one. I'm using the same one shvua for all of you together. L'chayra, we have to also add and say that even though there's a klal that losh dibra terik loshin b'nei adam, and possibly we would say that if that the nedarim will be the same and shvuos will be the same, and we know that the Gemara tells us that loshin b'nei adam l'chud and loshin terik l'chud. Even though there's a klal dibra terik loshin b'nei adam, but at times we say that loshin b'nei adam is different and loshin terik is different. And on that, we say also that vav meisiv alinyan rishain lachayr is in lashon teira, shvuah lachayr is tali in lashon mini adam. But it's still not shver because later we'll see the Gemara also said sad to say that maybe the shvuah is lefi the lashon teira, maybe it's not. And gufa that is the nidain. Rabbi Shimon says that achi yoyma shvuah lachol achas viachas. You have to say shvuah for each one. Yelus hashachar has a gevaldik akasha on the Rambam from this din of Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam paskins in Perik Beis, Alocha Dalid, in Ilcha Shvuas, Omar Olo Yoroi Shvuah Vele Hizkir Shem. If he didn't mention the Shem Hashem, Vele Kinoi Hareze Osur Bedovish Nishbalov, Aval Ein Aloike Vele Mevi Karbin. The din of Malkis or Karbin, Imar Val Shvuasai, is only in Achiyia Boshem Min Hashem Isam Yuchodim, Oy Kinoi Min Akinuin Kamesh Vyarnu. You have to mention the Shem Hashem or a Kinoi. Otherwise, there can't be a chiyuv carbon shvuah. So, fact of Steinman's shlita that Eibazoi, how could it help in our Gemara? According to Rav Shimon, Shema shvuah l'chalachas v'achas l'chayra, you have to be mazki the Shem Hashem. Rav Shimon doesn't say you have to be mazki Shem Hashem l'chalachas v'achas. And according to the Rambam, without being mazki the Shem Hashem, you can't be chayv a carbon shvuah. So I saw that the Bichs Avram wants to miyashiv this kasha, and he wants to say that even according to Rav Shimon, you don't have to have a special Lashon Nifrad in each of the Shvuas. He holds that the Pirut in the Vav is not enough to Megala that the Kavana was for a separate Shvuah. Only if he says the word Shvuah again, then he's Megala that he wants to make a separate Shvuah. And then Shvichal B'Nifrad. But when he says Shvuah L'Chalachas V'Achas, that already makes into separate Shvuas. At the same time, it's not a steered shver in the Rambam, because the aside of that the Rambam tells us that you have to have Haskaras Hashem is because by mentioning Hashem's name, the Shvuah is more chomer. It's considered a Shvuah b'Hashem. And that Haskar of the Shem Hashem could go for every single Shvuah. It's not that the Shvuah itself is the Haskaras Hashem, and therefore you'd have to mention Shem Hashem every single time. A Shvuah with Haskaras Hashem is more chomer to Michayev Malkus and Karbon. So You would have to have the Shem Hashem in order to give it that chomer to be chayiv in malchus and karbon. Once you have the Shem Hashem, so the fact that you said shavuah for each one, that's just mefarti making separate shavuahs, but you don't have to mention the Shem Hashem each time. L'chayr, once you say already a shavuah with the Shem Hashem, then the shavuah already has a din of a shavuah chamur, which can be chayiv malchus and karbon. Similarly, we find that it helps a amin achar shavuah im Hashem to be chayiv malchus and karbon, even though you didn't say the Shem Hashem. So over here also, when you after you mazgir Shem and you mafarid idea loshen shvuah that you wanted to go on each of the separate shvuas, the Shem Hashem kilo goes al kol prat to prat, and that's what it means. That protahavi, if you say shvuah, 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 so it's as if you're making shvuah b'Shem Hashem in each one. As long as you mention the Shem Hashem once, that means you're saying that the shvuah as a chomer, as if it would be with the Shem Hashem, and kim mechayev a karbin and malchus. To bring out this nekuda that we mentioned, that Lashon Torah and Lashon B'nei Adam L'chud, not necessarily are they the same, but sometimes they are the same, I would like to mention the Ritva later on in the Gemara. It brings out this nekuda. Towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara brings rise back and forth, the Gabi Prat and Klal, and the Gemara says, Toshma midideir mei reimra fil chito soir zechusemes chayv kolach smachas. Where it says tini chito soir kusemes. What's the afilu? And Ravach Breda Vika says afilu chita bechlal chitin usoir bechlal soir and kusemes bechlal kusmin. Rashi learns, what does the Gemara mean when it says chita bechlal chitin? It means if the teveya was teveya chita, his taina was chita. It's as if he said chitin, like it says vachita vachkusemes loy nuku. The Ritva says that the Lashon of Rashi is Sosum. The Toyna Echita is Ketoyna Echitim. That's the whole pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva learns a different pshat. The Ritva learns, if Reuven is Teveya, ten lichito sarir v'chusemes sheish li biyadcha, and Shimon answers him back, and he says, Shvua shein lecha biyadi chitin saririn v'chusmin. So the Ritva says, the Hamina to say that would not be Mechayev Karbon Shvua bechlal. Why? Because maybe he swore truthfully. He was Teveya, one Chita, one Seira, and that's what Chita and Seira mean, and he was Nishba that he doesn't have a Chitin, he doesn't have two. But one, that means one he does have. So he never, ever swore falsely. She would not Mechayev Karbon Shvua. Kamash the Gemara, the Chita bechlal Chitin, that's not true. When a Teveya Chita, it's as if you're being Teveya Chitin. And a kfir, and survives a kfir of a tvius moment, because chita so'er is the lashon amin, like the Rashi means the pasuk v'chita v'kusem es leinuku. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. Then he asks that if the way we know that chita and kusem es refer to chitin because of the pasuk chita v'kusem es leinuku, that's lashon amin. So it's pshita. My kamash, what's the chiddush? And also, why didn't the Gemara bring the pasuk? So he says, Gevaldik, he says, V'yeshleim ishum d'yeshleim ha-loshen Torah l'chud v'loshem v'nei Adam l'chud. Possibly loshen Torah is one way. Enech anami in the Torah, chitav ha-kusemes le'nuku means chitin, but loshem v'nei Adam is l'chud. It's not necessarily people when they say chita means chitin. And v'shvuah, by shvuah, is ha-leich achar loshen v'nei Adam. It's clear, and the Rambam says like that, in Paraites Nuchs Nidorim, that in the Gemara says Nidorim, a few places that by Shavuos and Nidorim, Aleich Achalosh Bnei Adam. So the Chiddush of the Brice is that Losh Bnei Adam over here is Shoveh LeLoshen Torah. That over here, when people say Chita, they also mean Chitin. So again, we see that Be'etzem is Mokim to Mechal between Losh Bnei Adam and Loshen Torah, especially in Nidorim, it's Aleich Achalosh Bnei Adam. But sometimes the Losh Bnei Adam is like the Loshen Torah. And that's the Klar, the Gemara before, but in Machlaikash Ameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Another very important nekuda is that the Gemara says Tenli Chitin Usoir, and Rabbi Yechon says Pruta Mikulam is Mitzdarefis. A Pruta from all of them is Mitzdaref. The Chariki have a Gevaldik Asafik over here. What's the reason why, if it would be Pach Mishav Pruta, there's no Chiv of Shuas HaPikadin? Is the reason because Pach Mishav Pruta is Pater Mitashlumin, and if Pach Mishav Pruta is Pater Mitashlumin, there's no Karen V'chaymish, so there's no Asham. Like Rashi in Taisayim Psachim, Nav Chavtes, that if there's no Karen V'chaymish, there's no Asham. Or is Pach Mishav Pruta Din Miyuchad in the Karben Shuas HaPikadin? That the Chiv carbon shvuas hapikadon is not in a pach mishav pruta. That means it's a din shir in shvuas hapikadon. L'chayra, we can bring a raya from the Shaar Mishpat. The Shaar Mishpat asks in the Rambam in Perek Zayin Aloch Yed Alf that says, "Oymo lo yechaveroi ten li pikadon usumes yad v'gezel v'aveda sheyesh li biyodcha." If Reuven tells Shimon, "Give me the pikadon," or the halvo, the gezel, the aveda you have that belongs to me. And he says, shvua, she'en lecha biyadi. He swears one shvua that I don't owe you. So the Rambam paskins, einoi chayv ala achas, you only chayv one. And he says, afilo hayaloi biyadi pruta achas mikulon, even if you have one pruta from all of these chiyuvim, pikodin sumisyad, gezel aveda, hari elo mitzdarfin. As I state in Rambam, and male, there'll be a one chiyuv for carbon. The Shar Melech asks, how can you mitzdarif gezel of pachas mishar pruta? Means you mitzdarif pikadon sumisyad gezel aveda, and part of that pruta is gezel. L'chayra gezel pachas mishar pruta is mechila. The Gemara of Sanhedrin is mevor in Dafnan Zayin that pachas mishar pruta is not called gezel because there's mechila. So how can you mitzdarif that? And aveda also l'chayra aveda doesn't have mishar pruta is not mechayv li tapal boy, not mechayv lach zira. So pachas mishar pruta of gezel of aveda cannot be mitzdarif. How do you say you have a pruta? Not could there be a chiyuv carbon shvua? So Shar Melech answers that could be what the Rambam says mitzdarfin. It means that originally there was a shava pruta and it was chal a chiyuv hashava, and he returned it and it was left over a pachs mishava pruta. Didn't return by veda. Also, there was originally more than a pruta and it was chal a chiyuv hashava saveda, and he didn't finish completely to return the full amount. In such a case, it's not the meiser left over is not nimchal, he's not kainit. And afal pikein, if you nishva pachas mishav pruta, there's no chiyav shvus avikadin because there's no shvu on kviras mamin. But betziruf, the fact that or the other chiyuvim you have altogether shav pruta, that's what the Rambam means, that it's all mitznarev to blibe a kfira of shav pruta to mechayev a carbon of shvus avikadin. But it wouldn't be shver that pachas mishav pruta of gezel is not mitznarev because we're talking about that originally there was a shavar pruta. And the Shar Mishpat is mitzayin a sma that says that if you steal two agudais, two bundles of pruta, and you machzer one, and the Shulchan Aruch says, even though it's in the Gemara of Bakama, that af pishe gzela in kan, mitzah shav in kan. That even though there's no gzela, because it's possible shavar pruta, but there's also no mitzah shav, and the sma brings from the Torah b'shem deramah, that since there's no gzela, bezin's not in his cooking to be kai for him to be teiras mamin. But mitzvah shava in kan means because makin oisach teichin nafshi or to makin the mitzvah shava. So you see that although that it doesn't have a din moment, it's pachas shava pruta. But once it was chal achiyav hashava, it's a chiyav to complete the hashava and return everything, and there's no mechila. So you see from the Shara Melech that even in the oifin that it was not nimchal and there's a choyv a pachas shava pruta, but still you would be potter from shvuah sapikadim because that doesn't have a din of kfiras moment. And the only reason why there is a chiyuv shvuas hapikadon in the case of the Rambam is because we're mitzdarev all the pachas mishav prutas together to equal a complete pruta. So that should have a din of kfiras mamon. So l'chayr, it's clear that the reason why you need a pruta in order to be chayiv in a carbon of shvuas hapikadon is not just because pachas mishav prutas is not mamon. It's not because stam is there's no mamon in pachas mishav prutas. It's a special din in shvuas hapikadon that you need a kfiras mamon, and less than shav prutas doesn't have a din of kfiras mamon legabi mechayiv of a carbon shvua. Let us now go to the last sugi in the perek of Anasto Patisa's Biti, where the Mishnah brought a machlokes between Tanakam and Reb Shimon if the halacha is zechiv carbon shvua or not. Tanakam says zechiv, Anasto Patisa's Biti, v'omalei Anasli Patisi mishbiachani v'omomin is chayiv, and Reb Shimon poiter, because she'ena mishalam knas al piyatzmai. And the Lashna Mishnah is that omraloi afapi she'ena mishalam knas al piyatzmai, even though there's no Tashlumi knas al piyatzmei, but mishalom beishu vegam al piyatzmei. And the Gemara Lamed Chesam and Beis is shakel v'tari exactly what's the nekudas ha-machleikis. Maskani is, the Papa said that the nafkemin machleikis Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon is that Reb Shimon holds leishavik inish midi de kitz v'tava midi de leikitz. If a person has a choice between being tevea knas, which is midi de kitz, which is a set amount, or beishu vegam, the tvi is on knas, and therefore it's a kfir of knas, and the din is no chiv karmen shvua. And Rabbanon Savri, no, leishavik inish midi dechimoide beiloi miftar, v'tava midi dechimoide be miftar. Instead of being tevea knas, where if you moide be knas, the din is potter, he's being tevea the boishes upegam. That means according to Reb Shimon, the ikar tvi is the knas, and according to, even though the boishes upegam is also included, and according to Rabbanon, the ikar tvi is the boishes upegam. L'chayra, the Rishayna Mama'ir, right away, that what's Shaykh over here in Iker and the Tuffel? He's zichanam avater on the kesev of the Boishas of Begam. He's not Meichel, the Vayishta Begamim, there's not Teveyat, he's in Mazke the Iker. He's speaking about the Iker, which is the Knas. Avada the Vayishta Begamim is also included. So if the Vayishta Begamim is also included, so he says, Shvua, that he swore, Le'enas Le'fetisas Biti, I didn't do it, he's Nishbash Le'onas, the Chari is being kaif in the moment of the Vayishta Begamim. And the Ramban asks Klar that if he's Tevea only Knas, but still he's, when he's Nishba Le'inas Tevea Kofar, he's Vada being Kofar in Baish Tebegam. So since the din of Shvuas HaPikadain is that it's Chayvin without any Tevea whatsoever, it's, so even though he's Tevea Knas, but the Kavonas HaShvuas is to be Kofar on all the moment. So if he'd be Tevea Baish Tebegam Vada, he would be... He's being kai for that moment also. So why according to Rabbi Shimon, is there no chiyuv carbon shvua? Because the tfiyah is knas l'chayr. There's definitely over here also a kfira on the baishta begam. So the Ramban learns that the teretz is, since he was teveya knas, now is deker tfiyah, so the kavana of the shvua is to be kai for the etzim tfiyah. It's true. It could be that if he was teveya baishta begam, then the kfira would be on the baishta begam. Since the Iker Tviya was Knas, we say that the Shvuah is being Koifer that Tviya. And if you be Tveya Baish Begami Takhmi Maida. So male, the Kfir, the Yisayit of the Ramban is that the Kfir is Mesiacheses to the Taina. And that's the Pshat in Reb Shimon. The Taina is Knas, and the male of the Taina is Knas, the Kfir is Knas. And that's where Reb Shimon holds, no Chiyam Karmen Shvuah. Mashenk and Rabban hold the Tvi is Baish Begam, and male the Kfir is also Baish Begam, and the Zachi of Karman Shvuah. L'chayr, you could say Rashi also means like the Ramban. The Ramban says, Rashi says the Stoma, it means that right now the Tvi is Knas, that's the Ketvi, and male the Shvuah is Mesiaches to the Kfir, to the Tvi. Oh, but L'chayr, the Ramban's Kash it was a starker Kasha, that Shvuah HaBikon does not require a Tvi at all. So why do we need that Shvi Teveya, the Baish Begam, L'chari of a Kfira on Baish Begam anyway? The Teretz was a Chiddush that the Kfira is on the Tvi itself. But he brought down Hashem Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim answered this Kasha. He said that on Shvuas HaPikadon, even though you don't need a Tvi Mufreshes, but you need to have Al Kalponim a Gili Das from the Teveya that he wants his money back. If not, then it doesn't have on the Kfira Shem of Kfira's moment. That means, you don't need a back and forth. You don't need a taina with a kvira. A normal taina that is teveya mamain and a kvira back. But if there's no gilui das at all, that he wants his money, so then the kvira is not a kvira on mamain. The lashon of the Rambam is that he has to be rotz acharov. He says, in Perek Zayin Aloche Hei, in Hilcha Shvuas, the Rambam says, Echer anishbach hashet tove balam momen or nishbam me'atzvim when there was no tviya. Keitzad shekodem v'omer lo matoh elich acharai. Klum yesh chabiyodim momen. Shvuah she'en lechabiyodim momen. That's chayv ha'shvuah ha'pikodem. Says, even if you don't have to have an actual tviya, but it has to be a gilad das, has to show ki'ilu that he wants his momen. A male, the kfira blibes a kfira of momen, and that's mechayev a korban shvuah. So if he's there, it's also miyushav the Rambam in Perek Avloch Aches that the Rambam says a lashon of ateveya chaveroi b'mamayin by shvuas hapikadon. And we said mentioned that the Rambam holds you don't need a tviya by shvuas hapikadon. Reb Chaim explains that the tviya is not because you need a tviya taina with a kfira in order to be able to have a chiyuv karmi shvuas hapikadon. The tviya is in order to have a shem kfiras moment. That means you need a gilui das from the teveya that he wants his money. It has to be that you're being kaifer now a moment. So if you're being kaifer a moment, so then you could say that then you have a chiyuv karmi shvuas hapikadon. So the Chazayin Yecheskel says, afid yisayid of Reb Chaim, it's miyushiv, the pshat over here in our sugya. Al kalponim, you need a gili das from teveya that he wants his money. So in Mela, you'd have to have a gili das for baish to begam. There's a gili das is only for knas. So then, past the shvuah also was only legabi knas. And in Mela, there's no chiyuv carbon shvuas habikadim because the tviya is a tviya of knas and the kfir is a kfir of knas. You need a shtick of gili das. And in Mela, it's possible to understand. That's what it means that the kfir has to be is dafka on that which is expressed in the tviya. Not because you need it in Tviya, but you need a Gilei Das. And the Gilei Das for Knas is what's exemplified, what's shown from the Tviya. And male, the Kfir is a Kfir on Knas, and that's why Shimon holds that you're going to be pot. And the Rabban hold that the Kfir is a Kfir on Baish Tupigam. But from the Lashon HaRambam, it's mashma that according to the Rabbanon, the Tvi is on both. The Rambam in Perches Loch Gimel says, HaTveh HaVeir B'Dovet Sheish Beknas, which is not Meshalma Piyatzmai, and there's also Mamin, which is Meshalma Piyatzmai, and he was Kaifer and all the money, V'Nishba, is Chayiv Mishm Shuvas HaPikodin. Kate said, he brings the case of our Mishnah, Tovei V'Omalei Anastoi Patiso is Biti, V'Huay Meloi Anastiv Lei Patisi, V'Nishba, so is Chayiv Mishm Shuvas HaPikodin. The Ram Menzov, Shafi Shein Meshalm Knas al Piatzme Ilo Hoide, even though he's not Chayv Knas al Piatzme if he's Moide, Hoy Meshalm Boish the Begam al Piatzme. He would be Chayv Boish the Begam. And Vachen Oim Lech Averig, and after Shari, Voim Lego Navti, Venishba Chayish was to be Kodden, Shafi Shein Meshalm Kefa by the Osse, Meshalm was a Karen by the Osse. Lachar, the Lashna Ram is Mashma, that you've taken being Tevea the Knas and the Moment. And on the knas you potter because ain't a meshalma piatzme, but on the moment you chayev. L'chayer we can ask that just like it's understood in Rabbi Shimon, and we have to say according to Rabbi Shimon that since there's a svar of leishavik inish midi the kitz v'tav midi leikitz, that means that the whole tvi is only midi the kitz, is only knas and not b'ish the begam, and the kfir is only a kfir on knas, and that's why taka potter completely from the chiyev shvuas hapikodin. That he's not teveya the knas at all. He's only being teveya the boish to begam. Unless you say in loshna gemara that divrei chachamim af boish to begam, that means rabbanon hold that leshovik inish to be teveya only something is moide mifter, and be teveya then zicha also being teveya something that if you moide you'd be chayiv. It means according to the Rabbanon, possibly the Avon is a little different than Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, the Avon is that you're only being Tevei Knas, and the Kfir is only in Knas, and that's why you're part of the carbon Shavuos that we call in. And according to the Rabbanon, you're being Tevei also by the Begam. Like it's Mashin Lashon Rambam, and the Stachiv, for that alone, they're being Tevei the by the Begam. Al-Kalpanim is mivor from the Sugya that everybody agrees that by the Begam is a Mamein, and Baish Begam is Meshalim al Piatzma. And the whole Machlaikas is only over here if the Tviya and the Kfir, if the Kfir is a Kfir only on Knas, and there won't be a Chiv Kamer Shvus HaPikodin. But everybody's masking that Baish Begam, Lachayra, is Mom. The Yadua, a famous Rambam, and it comes out from over here from this Rambam, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, a big Yisoyin in the Chiv of Chavola. The Rambam in the Perek Heim, Hilchos Chavola Mazik, Halacha Vav, says, A Chav B'Chaver V'Lehoyosham Edim, there was no Edim. V'alom Moide Shechaval. He's Moide that he was Chayvel. He Moide on his own that he was Chayvel. So the din is Reza Chayev Boishev Sheves Uveripui. You'll be Chayev and Sheves Boishev and Ripui Al Piatzmai. But Potter is Potter Mina Nezek Mina Tzar. He'll be Potter Nezek and Tzar. And the Rambam himself in Halacha Zayin is Mevayer and he says Lama Meshalim Adam Shloisha Dvar Meilu Al Piatzmai. Why do you pay the Sheves, the Boish, and the Ripui al Piatzmai, because Sheves, Ripui, and Ripui are Moment, not Knas. Im lo yitin lay arichostri Moment, shu mustrafi boi, botan malachtoi. And Boish is also lay gil, b'shaw shahoidu lefmaneinu, b'shu choval boi, shanech b'shli chov boi, b'nei odim, in lay Boish. So all these things are considered a chi of Moment. And therefore, they're all Mishalim al Piatzmai. Masha'en kein, Tsar, and Nezek, the Rambam says that Tsar and Nezek Not if you're moed, you're going to be potter, and you're not mishal ma'piyatzmai. The Raven in Hasogis says, "Om Avram le'adati lama potter me'elu. Why tak are you potter?" And the Rava Magitak asks on the Rambam that it's a fair shigemar nali that the Gemara bekama and Avdali b'tanavayishir give lovers and zikin. The whole sugi there is mevor that the chiyuv of Nezek in Chavala and Tsaris is a chiyuv moment. It's not a chiyuv Knas, it's not something which Moide be Miftar. So why does Ram say that if you Moide be Potter, L'chayre, you should be Chayiv? It's a regular Chayiv moment. And Memes, the Kash is even stronger, because the Ram in Perek Beis, in Luchas Nar Besula, Alochi Beis, Ram says, O'imer onasti of Patisias Bitoi Shaplaini, is Einem Mishalim Knas. But you Mishalim, Boish to Pegam, Boidoas Pif, you pay Boish and Pegam. Pegam, L'chayre is Nezek. And the Kesem Mishas Matmiya, that there's a steer in the Rambam between the Rambam and there in Hilchna Besula by Inus Mafate and the Rambam we mentioned just before from Chayvel Mazik. When Chayvel Mazik, the Rambam paskins that Nezik and Tsar is not Mishal Mal Piatzmai. And over here he says, Yechayv Benezik. L'chayra nezek is a steer. Is nezek considered a chiyav mamon, or is nezek not a chiyav mamon? How could the Rambam say that in Hilchos Nar Besula nezek is a chiyav mamon, and when it comes to chavola, the Rambam says he not mishalma piatzmai? So the Kesef Mishnah brings b'shem anogid Rabbi Yeshua that he was miyashiv this, and he says that the mishpat hatzar benara is not like by nechbal. By nara is in your noisiv of pegam. And pegam is mishalma piatzmai. That means einachanami nezek is taka. You're not mishalma piatzmai, but pegam is something extra in nara besula. And that pegam, you are mishalma piatzmai. And he brings a right from our Mishnah. And our Mishnah Shua said because he says omrolei out. The Chacham say back to Rishim and Afish. I cannot say mishalma piatzmai, but in beish to pegam, you are mishalma piatzmai. The Mishnah doesn't say Afpisha Knas Vatsar in Mishal Mapiatzmai, so it must be that Tsar Yitaka Mishalim al Piatzmai. The Tsar is considered like a Chiyuv, a moment. Why didn't he mention it? He said because we're talking about Peter. Peter is no Tsar. But Be'etzem Tsar, even though it doesn't say Ava Mishalim, Beish to Begam Vatsar al Piatzmai in the Mishnah, because Prime Fatah is no Tsar. But the Chayro, what's the chilik in this teretz of the Kesef Mishnah bringing the Shem Rabbeinu Yeshua? What's the chilik between the pegam and nezek? By nezek, the Rambam paskin zina mishalma piatzmei, and pegam yom mishalma piatzmei. The Chayro is mi miyashiv tsar. He's saying that tsar by a nar besula is something extra, and that tsar is mishalim al piatzmei. But how the I miyashiv the stira between nezek and pegam? Nezek and pegam, the Chayro, the same thing. And Nezek, the Rambam paskins by Chavolo, that you're not Mishalma Piatzmai, and by Nar Besul, the Rambam paskins that Pegam, you are Mishalma Piatzmai. So Rameh Simcha, Nar Simech, Mevarin, he says that the Rambam paskins Hilchos Chayv L'Mazik by Chavolo, that Nezek is not Mishalma Piatzmai, it's because there's no Domim to Ben Chayrin. A Ben Chayrin is not Oymed L'Mocher, a Ben Chayrin is not holding by being sold, it's just a Torah is Mechayev to pay, but it's not a moment, it's like Knas. And that's only by Nezek. But Pagam of Nar Besul is of Wurin Subis that you evaluate her Lafi to make you Sheho according to how much money it would be cost to Mimkadisher. Kama is a Shova Kaidim Lachem, the Kama Shova Achshov, how much she'd be worth before, how much she's worth now. That's a Shuma, that's an evaluation. So that's considered like she went down in value. So that's considered a Tashlum Mamin. That's considered a Chiyav Mamin. And therefore, that's Mishalim Al Piatzmai by the Pagam. In other words, the Pagam, the Nezek, of Nara Besula is considered Momin, it's a devaluation, as opposed to Nezek by Chavola. Nezek al Chavola, since Ein Dom Leben Chayrin, is considered like a Knas, a Chiyav Atera, and it's not called Momin. But the Chayra, the fear of Meir Simcha, you have two Shailas. First of all, and we don't understand what Rabbi Yishmeni Yeshua Nogid was medamit tsar to pegam. He said, just like in Mishalma Piatzmai, the pegam, so therefore, who are the tsar? L'chayra, there's a very big chilvani in tsar and the pegam. Tsar is passed already. There's no pchas in the domim. It's not a devaluation. Pegam is a devaluation. Pegam makes sense. It should be moment. Tsar, who said it's a moment? What's the tushta between pchas domim of nezek and tsar? And also it's shredded. The Rambam says that nezek is not mishalm piatzmoy. The Rambam is talking about nizke odom ba'odom, where a person is chayvul ba'odom. So that nezek, the Rambam says, if you're maida, you're going to be potter. It's not mishalm piatzmoy. But it's clear in the Rambam nuchs nizke mamein that of shur azik odom, and the Bayam was maida, that he's not going to pay. So it's mashma that shur azik odom, and Rambam does not bring that down. In other words, doesn't say that halacha, that shur azik odom, that he's not mishalim. That means he holds Shard Azik Adam is not the same thing as on Azik Adam. According to the Rameh Simcha, there's no chilik between a Shard Azik Adam or Adam and Azik Adam. If the Yisrael is that there's no Dom into Ben Chayrin and a male it's Knas, so even Nizke Shard Adam would have the same halacha as Nizke Adam Adam. It should be the same thing. The Ram is not mashma. The Ram doesn't bring it down there. Alocha. The Ram is mashma that the din that if you made the nezek, your potter is only by nizke odom ba'odom and not nizke shor ba'odom. And according to Meir Simcha, there should not be a nafkamina between the two because we have to be down the subject, not the one who's being mazik. And the odom is no dom leben chayrin. The Achrayim want to miyashiv this and say pshat in the Rambam based on really to say in Reb Chaim and the Chustayin Vinitin. And that the chil between the chiyav chavola and all chiyav of nezikin, it could be avada the svar is not because they're dumb ben chayrin. It is dumb ben chayrin. So why is nezek not considered regular chiyav moment? It's a chayrin. It's a tashlum, and that you're mazik. It's not doimet the tashlumi dal kefol dal vehei, which is stam a chiyuv knas, an extra payment. This is lachayr a payment for the hefse that you caused them. So what's nafkamina? Why is takin? What's the pshat that it chayvul would not be considered a regular chiyuv mamon? The pshat is like this: in the Rambam in Hilchos in Perek Aleph chayvul mazik alocha gimel, the Rambam says tashlumi adam de azik adam. That's chayvul regular chayvul chaveri. Learn that from the pasuk lisikhu kayfer lenefesh ritzeach. So the nefesh reitzeach leisikul koyfer, aval roshe evarim yeish koyfer. That means that the zechidish exeris hakosuv that you pay if you choyvel adam ba adam, even though you can't take koyfer to pati yourself from mitzicha. That's nefesh reitzeach leisikul koyfer. But roshe evarim you do pay koyfer. L'chayer koyfer is not a chiyuv tashlumin to be mashlim any chisarn or any hefsid, like we would normally understand a chiyav mamon. A chiyav mamon is where you mechaser mamon, and you cause him a loss. You cause a person a loss. You have to replenish that loss. You have to pay it up. You have to be mashlim the chisarn. Kaifer is a din of kapara, is a din of tashlumin. It's not. It's an extra tashlumin. It's not to be mashlim a loss. It's mashlim in the Rambam that the din of tashlumi odin dazik odom is not because you mechaser mamon. It's a chiddush in the parasha of chavala. There's a din to pay tashlumi chavala, just like the zechiyah of koifer. So it's also in the chiddush a din of tashlumi chavala. It's not a hashlama of the nezek of the chisaron of the hesed. The etzim chavala. If you do a ma'aseh chavala, zechiyah of tashlumin. How much do you pay? You pay according to the nezek. That's what the Rambam says. Tashlum says not a tashlum mamon. And that's why the Rambam held that tashlum yom chavala is not going to be chayv al pi atzmai, because as a din, like knas, it's not a chiyuv mamon to be mashlim a chisaron. It's the chiyuv mamon be'etzem as tashlum yom chavala. This is all in tashlum yom ba'adam. This is all in chavala of a person. When a person is chayv bechaveroi, the chiyuv is the tashlum in itself, but not because of the loss. Reb Chaim says the same. He said nichus toyin v'nitin. He says that zachil b'din regular the din of chavala and the din of all other nizkei mamon. All other nizkei mamon, the ikar chiyuv is the mamon itself that you are mafsid, and because of that chiyuv, that's what you have to pay. It's a chalipi. He calls it a chalipi mimayne shehifsid. It's an exchange for the money that you caused a loss to somebody. You have to replenish it. And the whole chiyuv is in mitzad the hefsin mamon. Otherwise, it wouldn't be chal chiyuv tashlumin. He says chavala is different. He says the lashon of Reb Chaim is as cholas chiyuvayu betashlumin atzmon. The chiyuv is not come from the fact that you cause a person a loss. The chayvosi ater machmas shivay nezek migzeres akosav the chavlus. It's a migzeres akosav that you have to pay because you caused damage, but not that the loss, the hefsin mamon, is the reason for the tashlumin. It's like a chiyuv that the Torah mechayev on you for doing this act of chavala, not because of the mamon anifsad. It's not stam. It's also the bnias revach, whatever else cause. It's just stam a grom alma. Chavala exerts a cost that you have to pay. The amount you pay is according to the shavius. But be'etzem, the chiyuv is a naya chiyuv tashlumin of chavala. On the other hand, by oynes and mefate, it's klar in Achrayim, Mechzchina speaks it out, in Mitzvah Memtes, that the oyn, it's not the same thing as chavala. You're not over the lav of chavala. The tashlumin of Baish Megam, the tashlumin that you pay by ma'anes, a nar besula, is a tashlumin because of hefsid, of a loss that's caused to her. It's a chiv tashlumin nezek, not midin chavala ba'alma. So, Mel, that's very geshmak pshat in the Rambam. First of all, we understand also Rishu Nugget. He said that din tsar by oynes is like the din of pegam and it's mishal mal piatzme. Why? Because the chiv of by oynes is not like tashlumi chavola. It's a tashlumi moment. The mele tsar is like regular pegam, regular nezek, mishal mal piatzme, tashlumi moment. Chavola, on the other hand, is a pash mechudeshes, and that pash mechudeshes is not stam chiyav mamon, and mele by that pash mechudesh of chavola, the Rambam paskin nechus chavola mazik that you moed the miatzma you put min a nezek min a tzar. That chiyav of nezek and tzar is a chiyav mitzad hilchus chavola in the pash mechudesh of chavola chaveroi. It's a new chiyav tashlumin. It's an egen chiyav tashlumin that's not mitzad the hefsin mamon. And it's very geshmak the Rambam that he paskin nechus chavola mazik that the gabi that alocha if you be moed you taka would be potter. And it's not a steer to the Rambam in Hilchas Nara Besula. And our sugya, which is speaking about the chiya b'ish supegam of a nara besula and regular nasta patisus biti avada, that's a chiya of moment, and that's what it means in our mishnah that yimashalem al pi atzmei. One last ta'ara is that Tosfos over here in the sugya and also in subas and daf membezim and aleph asked that even by oishik and halva, you only chayv a korban if you miyachid a kli for the halva or for the oishik. So we hear by knas me'nasto patisas biti, where's the shaycha yichud kli? L'chayra. There's no yichud kli over here. It says tomed le'om medin. Om medin is a different shayla in the Gemara in the Ksubis. So how could you have a chiyav korban shvua? So Tosfos and answers, and he says that the case is you miyachid a kli in this oifen, the chshiyam bedin bebezdin, while you be oifen bedin bebezdin, and you be chayiv, this kli should be yuchid to be goiva from the dmei oinsai, the dmei oinis. You'd be able to, you miyachid a kli, that this will be eventually that which will be used for the piroin. So you see from Tosfos that the yichud kli itself, if you would have been miyachid a kli completely, not in this oifen, that will blive a piroin. It's not just tam a yichud kli, and the eitzah is to be go ahead and say that when there'll be a omer bedin, so then any moment will be nischayev will be taken from this keli. On that, Tosfos asks in Ksubis that the chayr that's being marked davar shleibal oilam. It's not yet here. If you mean so, it's mashma. If it you miyachid the actual kli for piroin, so that's already a piroin. Elamai, you say that if there'll be not mother bedin, there'll be a schayvus of knas. So then the piroin will you'll be goyver from this keli. So the chayr you can't mark anything now. There's no it's davar shleibal oilam. So there the achrayim talk and have different pirushim to explain it. There's like tzeis and sim reish zayin. He said that it's din of a mashkin and money kan mashkin and kan. It can't be chalach leis mashkin before the chleis achoyv. But the shita say that the knas the chiv doesn't go back to my freya. Others learn Rav Shmishkov says that it has din of an apaytiki. It's mashmai dan shiling bez shein eraive that has din of apaytiki. You set it aside for this should be the piroin from over here from this keli, and that way you'll be able to have a piroin later, and that's enough for the chiv shvus of chiv kavan shvu of shvus habikadon. But it's important to know that the Ramban in Bamatziyav in Nafim Ches. And the smashman definitely Rambam also is smashman this din is chaylik on Rashi and Tosfos. They hold it's not shaykh a chi of karmen shvu without yichud kli. He's my chi of fakert from our sugya from anasto patisa or asbiti. He brings a raya that you don't need a yichud kli. That even without a yichud kli, it's shaykh a chi of. If you miyachid a kli, he says without a kinyan tevet a kli, that's already kfiras dvarim. But you don't have to have a yichud kli in order to have a din of karmen shvu. He says also, another pshat, he says that we said yichud kli in the Gemara over there in Mometzia is only that with that it's in skyim the pasik of heishvus akzela shagazal or ishik asha oshak, which is mashmet, you return it be'en. But Avadim went out that a regular choiv, if you tevei a choiv, and the person's choiv for the choiv, it's shayach achiv and karmen shvua, even though there's no yichud kli. Not the way Rashi and Tosfos learned. And then Rambam also was mashmet this whole halacha of yichud kli. It doesn't mention yichud kli. It's mashmet the Rambam is going in the sheet of the Ramban, that bechlal you don't need any yichud kli in order to have a chiyav of karban shvua.
And now we begin perek shvuas hadayonim.
In the first gemara here after the mishnah, it's mavur two things. It's mavur in the gemara that a shvuas hadayonim needs to be benekitas chayfetz. It's also mavur that we don't pass on like Rav Chanina bar Idi, who said that a shvuas hadayonim needs the shem hamiyuchad. Now the first halacha that it needs to be benekitas chayfetz, that's learned from Avram and Eliezer. Avram said to Eliezer, Simna Yotcha Tachas Yerechi, from there we see that a Shavuot Adyanim needs to be Menekitas Chefetz. The other halacha, Rav Chanin Bar Idi, who held that you need a Shem HaMeyuchad, he was also learning from Avram and Eliezer, where it says, Vashriyacha Bashem Elikei HaShemayim. But over there, the halacha is, no, we pass like the Chachamim, you don't need Shem HaMeyuchad, a Shavuot Bekino is also good. Frek the Rosh Akasha. Why is it that we learn lachatzayin? Why legabi one halacha the din of the kitzes chayvitz we do learn from the ma'isa of Avraham and Eliezer, but legabi the other halacha of shem hamiyuchad we do not learn from the ma'isa of Avraham and Eliezer? And for the Rosh two tirutim. First, the Rosh says that since Avraham and Eliezer, Avraham added the words elikei hashamayim, which is a kinui, therefore we don't learn from there the halacha of shem hamiyuchad, which Belinadi will come back to shortly to be ma'isa of some beer. And then the Rosh says a second tirutz. That really the ikker is not a limit from the pasuk. It's not a din d'iraisa, the Rosh says in his second teres. The whole din of Nikitas Chayfetz is a din d'rabbanan. The Chacham only wanted to be Masakin this halacha of Nikitas Chavis and not the other halacha of Shem HaMiyuchad, and it doesn't really matter what we find by Avraham and Eliezer. Then the Rush points out that Tosfos says to Kasha, that why is it that the drasha of Nikitas Chavis pertains more to Shavuos HaDayanim than to the other types of Shavuos in the Torah, L'mashal Shavuos HaShemim, or Shavuos HaEdus. Over there, we don't need Nikitas Chavis. The Makar from Avraham and Eliezer shouldn't pertain more to Shavuos HaDayanim than to the other types of Shavuos. And Tosfos blives sure with that Kasha. The Rush says, that was a Kasha, if you hold that it's a real limud, then it needs a time. Why is the limud more negated to Shavuos HaDayanim than to Shavuos HaEdus or to Shavuos HaPikadayin? But Alib de Emezuk, the Rush, according to my second terrace, that it's all din d'rabbanan, so the Rabbanan only were masakin it where they wanted to be masakin it. Lamaisa Tosfos, who asked this Kasha, why do we need to keep this chavis more by Shavuos HaDayanim than by the other types of Shavuos? It seems from Tosfos that Tosfos held not like the Rush's chiddush in his second teretz that Shavuos that Nikitas Chefetz is only din d'rabbanan. So the chair we have here in machlekes between Tosfos and the Rush whether Nikitas Chefetz, the din of Nikitas Chefetz, is a din d'raisa or a din d'rabbanan. Tosfos, who asks this kasha, holds that it's a din d'raisa, and the Rush, akoponim in his second teretz, holds that it's a din d'rabbanan. Now, b'das Tosfos that is a din d'raisa. So let's go back to the Rush's original question. Why is it, if we're really learning from the parasha of Avraham and Eliezer, so the Chayram and Manav Shach, either we should learn from there all the way or we shouldn't learn at all, why is it that we learn from there Lechatzayin? And for Tosfos, then we would have to say, like the Rush's first teretz, that the reason why we don't learn from there that the Shavuos HaDayanim needs to be B'Shem HaMiyuchad is because Avraham Avinu added the words B'Lekei HaShemayim, which is a kinui. But Lechayram, this first teretz of the Rush is Tzarech Bir. So what, that he added the words B'Lekei HaShemayim? But that doesn't take away from the fact that he started with the Shem HaMiyuchad. And Avada, if someone mentions in his Shavuah the Shem HaMiyuchad and also a Kinui, that's called the Shavuah B'Shem HaMiyuchad. So the Shavuah that Avram was Mashbi Eliezer B'Shem Elikei HaShemayim, Avada, that is a Shavuah B'Shem HaMiyuchad. So why do we end up learning from there that all you need is a Kinui, you don't need the Shem HaMiyuchad? There's a very interesting mahalach in this that the Rav Aaron Leib Steinman discusses in the Ayelet HaShachar. He says parts of this in his raid on Daf Lamed Vav, parts on Daf Lamed Hey, and also parts in his Sefer on Chumash in Parshas Chayesara. Let's be makdim that when we talk about Chanina Bar Idi's Shita, that the Shavuos HaDayanim does need a Shem HaMiyuchad. So what does that mean? What shame do we mean when we talk about the Shem HaMiyuchad? Rashi back on Daf Lamed Vav says it means the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. L'chari, that's a Pella. It can't be that Rav Chanina Bar Idi holds that when someone makes a Shavuos HaDayanim, he's supposed to say the Shem Havaya. You're not allowed to say the Shem Havaya to be Hoy Geshem B'Yisiyasev as a Gavaldiga Aveira. B'Shlam on Daf Lamed Vav, where Rashi wrote that the Shem HaMiyuchad means the Shem Havaya. Over there, we're talking about somebody who's doing a Gavaldiga Aveira. Over there, we're talking about the Mevarachas Hashem. And over there we paskin that a kolpanam l'chi of skila from Mavarech Es Hashem is only if he curses with the Shem HaMiyuchad. So there, and a chanami, we're talking about a Rashi who's doing the Aveira Chas HaShalom of being Mavarech Es Hashem, and on top of that, he's also doing the Aveira of being Haig Hashem Beis Yosef. That's the only time in which he's chayev skila for the Aveira, if he uses the Shem HaMiyuchad. But over here, where we're talking about Shavuos HaDayanim, where the Dayanim are telling him what he's supposed to say, Avad over here, it can't be that he's supposed to say the Shem Havaya. So what does it mean to say that by Shavuos HaDayanim there's a tzad, a kapanim, there's a shita, that you should need the Shavuah, that you should need the Shem HaMiyuchad? What would that mean? V'chayr the pshat is, I'll pee what the Brisker Rav says on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, talking about that halacha back on the Flamed Vav, where the Gemara comes out that the Mevarech Hashem is only chayef skil if he uses the Shem HaMiyuchad. So the Rambam says that some people hold that that means dafka with the Shem Havaya, and the Rambam argues and says that he holds that it's also true with the Shem Adnus. And the Shem Adnus also counts to qualify for a chayef skila v'gabe Mevarech Hashem. Zok the Brisker Rav, Avada the Rambam doesn't mean to be saying that there are really two Shemais that are called the Shem HaMiyuchad. Avada, everybody knows that the Shem HaMiyuchad is the Shem Havaya. But the Rambam holds that since the Gemara says, Chazal tell us that the Shem Havaya. You're not allowed to pronounce it. But you see, when you see the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're supposed to pronounce it the way we pronounce the Shem Adnos. So that means that those sounds, the sounds of the Shem Adnos, are the pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. Avada, the straightforward pronunciation of the letters, is also a pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. But when you say the sounds of the Shem Adnos, that's also a pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. There are two pronunciations of the Shem Havaya. One that's Aser, one that's Mutter, but both of them are ways of pronouncing the Shem Havaya. When you learn Kriya Shema, and it says in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem, and it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we pronounce it, we say the Shem Adnos. It's not the pshat that we're not saying the word in the Torah, and we're saying a different word. Those letters have this pronunciation. Because Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the way you're supposed to read those letters. So when we read the letters, when we make the sounds, the pronunciation of the Shem Adnos, the Rambam holds that that's also a way of saying the Shem Havaya, and therefore if you mevarech es Hashem Chas V'Shalom with that name, so you're cursing the Shem Havaya also. You're cursing this pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. So the Rambam also holds like Rashi that the skila of mevarech es Hashem is dafka for the Shem Havaya, but the Rambam says that if you make the sounds of Shem Adnos, since that is a way of pronouncing the Shem Havaya, that's called that you mevarech es Hashem with the Shem HaMeyuchad. There's like the Brisker Rav, the other Rishonim that argue over there, and they say, no, you're only Chayav Skila for Mevarech Es Hashem if you actually say the sounds of Yud Kei Vav Kei. L'chayra, it's true that the Shem Adnos is also, the sounds of Aleph Dalet is also a pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. After all, that's how we read Kriyishma, even though it's written with the Shem Havaya. So the Brisker Rav says that the other Rishonim will tell you that only when you're saying Kriya Shema or Birkas Kehanim, where you mean to be referring to a name that's written somewhere, there's a text, and you're saying that text. And over there, in the Nusach, in the Ksav, it's written B'Shem Havaya. Then when you say the letters Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, so it's clear that you don't mean to be saying the Shem Adnos. You mean to be using these sounds as the pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. But if you say these sounds in the Veltarein, when you mevarech es Hashem, you're not referring to any text. You're making up your own text. You're making up your own nusach when you mevarech es Hashem. So then, if you say the sounds of Aleph Dalet, so what should make us say that you mean the Havaya pronunciation, of Aleph Dalet, or the Lamaisa Aleph Dalet is also another name. It's also the Shem Adnos. The sounds of Adnos also could refer to the Shem of Adnos. And since you're not referring to a text in which it's written out as the Shem Havaya, so there's nothing to make your sounds of Adnos into a Shem Havaya. That's why the other Rishonim hold that by Mevarech es Hashem, you're not going to be Chayev for the Shem Adnos. But they agree be'etzem that to the Yisoid that when you say the Shem Adnos, that could mean Adnos, and it can mean Havaya. That's a real pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. Mela, when we come to Shavuos HaDayanim, and there's a sheet of Chanina Baridi, that Shavuos HaDayanim needs to be with the Shem HaMeyuchad, what would it mean over there to say it needs to be with the Shem HaMeyuchad? Avadi, you're not going to be Hoyi Shem HaYisav. You're going to say the Shem Adnos. We would say that since over here there's a halacha that it needs the Shem HaMeyuchad, so even though it's not quite like Kriya Shema that there's a nusach that's written somewhere, but because there's a halacha that it's supposed to be with the Shem HaMeyuchad, so then when you say the sounds of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it would be interpreted, it would be understood to mean the Shem HaMeyuchad, the Shem Havaya, which is pronounced with Aleph Dalet, and not that you mean to say the Shem Adnos. So that's all. That's to explain what's pshat in this sheet of Chanina Baridi that Shavuos HaDayanim needs a Shem HaMeyuchad. Avadi, it would just sound that all he would say is the regular Shem Adnos, which could also be a kinoi, else the Shem Adnos is a kinoi. But it would be interpreted to mean the Shem Havaya, which is another meaning of these sounds, and the male that would be Mekayim the din of Shem HaMeyuchad. So now when we take a look at the Ma'aseh of Avram and Eliezer, so Avram said, Vashviyach HaBashem. And that could mean one of two things. Those sounds, the words that Avram said to Eliezer, could be the Shem HaMiyuchad of Havaya. It could also be the Baravad, he wasn't Hayyu Shem HaYisav. All he said was Aleph Dalet. So it could be the Shem Adnus also. How do we decide which one Avram meant when he was speaking to Eliezer? So here is Dr. Aaron Leib Steinman. He writes that Svavur and Svar Makadeshim, that the big difference between the Shem HaMiyuchad and all the other names of Hashem is the Shem Havaya and all the other names is that the Shem Havaya, he writes, is the Shem HaEtzem. It's the actual name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And all the other names are Shemos of Toyar, of descriptions. He's called Rachum, Chanun, Shakai, all of these are descriptions, and even Elikim, which refers to his Koyach, and the Shem Adnis, which refers to the fact that he's a master of the world, all of these are Toyarim, descriptions, but the Shem Havaya is not a Toyar, that's the Shem HaEtzem. Now, after this Hakdama, Dr. Steinman, the words of the Rosh are Nesparish Kemin Chimer. The Rosh was bothered, why don't we learn from Avraham Avinu's Shavua that you need Shavua B'Shem HaMiyuchad? And the Rosh answered, because in addition to saying Vashbiach HaVashem, he also said Alkei HaShemayim, which is a kinui. So Dr. Steinman, what does it mean? Because when he said Vashbiach HaVashem, that could be one of two things. That could be Misparish as the Shem Adnus, which is a Toyar. Or it could be Misparish as the Shem HaVayu, which is the Shem HaEtzem. So how do you know what he meant? So Dr. Rosh, look at the next two words. Avraham Avinu was Moisef Belekei Shemayim, and that Avad is a description of who the Rabbeinu Shalom is. So Bazev Elimein Azad, that's Megala, that the Vashbiach HaBashem also was meant as a description, just like the Belekei Shemayim. If it was meant as a description, then it was never a Shem HaMiyuchad in the first place. It's not like the Rosh is saying that if you say a Shem HaMiyuchad and then you add a Kinoi, that's not called a Shuvah B'Shem HaMiyuchad. But because he added Belekei Shemayim, that's Megala that the Vashbiach HaBashem never meant the Shem HaMiyuchad. It only meant the Shem HaAdnus, because it sounds the same. It's the same sounds. It's a question of what did he mean. So Vashbiach HaBashem Belekei Shemayim, Mistum of what that meant was a Shem HaToyar all along, and therefore we don't learn from there that you need a Shem HaMiyuchad. It's enough to make a sure with a Shem, with a Kinoi. I'd be myself that a big part of this vart is really Mavur and Ramban al HaToyva. The Ramban in a few places talks about this Yisoid that Rav Steinman quotes from the Svar Makadoshim, that the Shem Havaya is a higher Shem, a deeper Shem. The Ramban al HaToyva never uses the term Shem HaEtzem, although even that term you do find in the Ramban in his Pirush on Iyov, the beginning of Perek Gimel. But even in the Ramban al HaTorah, he talks in the beginning of Parshas of Eira about how this is a higher Shem, it's the Shem HaGodol, Asher Nasu Bo Yisus, Umoivsim, and Briya Shemayim Ba'aretz. And he teaches up in the Pasuk of Va'ira El Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem Lo Nidati Lahem, that the Shem HaVaya is a higher type of a Hiskalos, it's associated with Das Baklaria HaMe'ira, and therefore it's only Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu, and not to the Avais. Then, Frek Ramban Akasha, but we find in some psukim that Avraham Avinu does use the Shem Havaya, the Shem Havaya. And on that, Enfit the Ramban, but he always uses it together with something else, together with the description. Now, when the Ramban is talking about this in Va'era, he refers to the pasuk of Kel El Yoin. But if you take a look in the Ramban Pasha's Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayim Pasuk Aleph, he says the same vert, more bekitzer, but over there he adds also our pasuk. He says, like we find that he said, Vashbiach HaBashem Elekei HaShemayim. In other words, the Ramban is asking Akasha, how could Avraham Avinu say, Vashbiach HaBashem, that's this higher type of Hiskalos, has Baklaya, Hamiiridika Hiskalos, which the Pasuk of Va'era says is only Shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu and not to the Avos. And to that, the Teretz says, yeah, but he said it together with Elekei HaShemayim. Meaning to say that Vashem Elekei HaShemayim, the Elekei HaShemayim downgrades the word Bashem, the Shem Havaya itself, it's now a lower level. It's not the same kind of a Shem Havaya that Moshe Rabbeinu was using. So it's not exactly with the Pratim that Rav Steinman is putting in that there's two meanings, that it could be the Shem Havaya and the Shem Adnus. The Rambam Mestam is being Mechalik even within the Shem Havaya, but okay, the Rambam Mistama means something on a Kabbalistic level, something a little bit deeper than what we're talking about. But the Etzem Vart, that by being Moisif the words by the Kei Shemayim, that downgrades the meaning of Ashbiach of Hashem, that's Befurish over there in the Ramban. And Rav Steinman is saying, and that's what the Rush means over here also in our Sugya, that when he said Ashbiach of Hashem, it could mean the Shem Anus, it could mean the Shem Avaya, but the Shem Adnus is the only one that's a Toyer. So when he's Moisif, by the Kei Shemayim, that's the Megal that he really meant, the Shem Adnus. I remind of one other ha'ara though, and that is that this yisoid that Rav Steinman says is a mevur in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and like we mentioned, the Ramban in Iyov speaks it up a favorish, that the Shema Havayah is a different kind of a Shema altogether. It's a Shema Etzem, not a Shema Toyar. So Taka, there's read like this in Svarim HaKadoshim. There's a Maral in Parak Kafei of Gurus Hashem also that speaks it out like this, but it's l'chayre, not like it says in Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Hay, when the Mechaber, quoting the Torah, is telling us what kavanas to have when we make a bracha. So it says that when you say the name Elikeinu, you have in mind Takif Balayecheles Balakoyches Kulam, and when you say the Shem Hashem, so the Machaber says that you should have in mind the Pirush Kriyasei and the Pirush Ksivasei. The Pirush Kriyasei, which is that he's Adon HaKoyel, and the Pirush Ksivasei, which is that he was Hoya and is Hoyva and will be Yia. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu always exists. This explanation, this definition, by giving a definition, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that we treat it as a Shem HaToyer, we view it as a Shem HaToyer, that it's a word, that it's a word, a Lashon Kodesh, a word that has a meaning, and it's describing what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. He's a Hayah HaYeviyah, just like he's a Racham, he's a Chanan, he's a Elikeinu, which means Takef Bal Yecheles. So too, he's someone who always exists, Hayah HaYeviyah, Mochayev HaMetzias. That's putting a meaning into the Shem Havayah. The Grove there says that the Makar for the Torah is Rabbeinu Yoina in Sefer HaYira. So Rabbeinu Yoina, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, seemed to be telling us to treat the Shem Havayah as a Toyar, like the other Shemais. Maybe a more Kaddishtika Toyar, and that's why we're not allowed to say it. But Lemaisa, it's given a definition, a meaning, so that makes it sound like a Toyar, like the other Shemais. Which is not like this raid, that then you wouldn't be able to say that Belekei Shemayim is Megala, that he didn't mean the Shem Havayah, he meant the Shem Adnus. Why? Good, Belekei Shemayim is a Tayar, but the Adnus and the Havayah are also both Tayarim, so he might have meant either one. So L'chayra, this Rabbeinu Yoina, the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch, is not like we're seeing in the Ramban and the Maral, and as I've seen brought down, it's also a Zayir in Parashas Mishpatim that uses a Lashon of the Shem Havayah. All the other Shemois are Mischelkim Kolechad L'darkam. But the Shem Havayah is not Mischalik or Mispalig, which means also something along these lines. Now, Kapanim, there are Makayres and Svarim HaKadoshim that the Shem Havayah is a Shem HaEtzem, not a Shem HaToyar, but the Rabbeinu Yoina, which is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, L'Chayre stands not like that.
There's another matter to discuss on the Inyan of Nikitas Chayfetz. All of the Gdolei Achronim have a Kasha on that, which we learn in our Gemara, that if a Dayan is Mashbiya without Nikitas Chayfetz, he's considered like a Torah B'dvar Mishnah V'chizer. So that means, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Sefer Gimel, he has to be Mashbiya a second time, this time with Nikitas Chayfetz. Fregin, the Acharinim, the Tumim, the Ksais, the Nesivis, Rabbi Kivager, the Beis Halevi, and others. What does it help to be Mashbiya a second time with Nikitas Chayfetz? If you don't believe the first Shvua, that means that your Chayshish, he was lying the first time. If he was lying the first time, he becomes Chashud, and one who's chashud to swear falsely on one shvua is chashud that he'll go on and swear falsely again on the next shvua. So manavshach, when he swears the second time with the nikitas chayfetz, if he was lying the first time, then he's a chashud. We don't accept the second shvua. So we can only accept this second shvua hatzad that he was telling the truth the first time. That means that ultimately, after the second shvua, you want him to win this din teira, but only on that side that he was telling the truth the first time. But we didn't have enough confidence in the first Shavua to allow him to win the Din Teri just al smach the first Shavua. So what does it help for us to give him the second Shavua? Isaiah Fregan Lechreinim, the Ksais and Simpezai and Sifkat and Lamed, gives a teretz. And this is what it means when Rava says that a Dayan that's Mashbiya, B'Shem Elokei Yisrael, meaning he's Mashbiya without Nikitas Chayfetz, is Nasa Ketoya B'Dvar Mishnah V'Chayzer. What it means is that it's like the whole thing never happened. It's a do-over. So that first Shavua that took place without Nikitas Chayfetz, it never happened.
So we don't consider, so now we don't have to be chayish for that tzad that the first shvua was sheker. If we were being chayish that somebody was swearing falsely, so then anachanami, he'd be considered a chashid. We wouldn't be able to, he wouldn't be able to make a second shvua. But over here, it's just a do-over. It's like the first shvua never happened. That's why he's not winning with the first shvua. Not because we're chayish that it was, that he swore falsely, but just because we consider it as if that first shvua never happened. Memela, nothing happened to make him a chashid on the second shvua, so he's able to make the second shvua. As I am for the ksais, the terrace of the ksais works well for the halacha in Sif Yud Gimel, which is the halacha that it says in the Gemara, that if the dayan just made a mistake, and he was mashbiyah the shvua sadayonim without a nikitas chayfetz, he has to swear again with a nikitas chayfetz. However, there's a halacha over there in Sif Yud Daled, which is based on a Tshuvas Harif, which the Ramban over here in his Chidushim brings down on our Sugya. And on that halacha, the Ksesis Teretz is not as Miyushav. Because the Rif says a Vart, based on what it says in our Gemara, that if a Dayan is Meshbi without Nikitas Chepetz, he has to be Meshbi again with the Nikitas Chepetz. Zogt the Rif. Let's say somebody is in a Dintera, someone was Tevei Amani, and the Nitva was Kefir Bakoil. So at that point, the din is that he's only chayav a shvuas hesses. A shvuas hesses, according to Rav Rishenim, does not need nikitas chayfetz. That's the way the Rifn Nemzon and the Ramam Nemzon, that's the way it's paskin and Shulchan Aruch. So he's mashbia without a nikitas chayfetz. Then the Teveya brings an Eid Echad that says that the Nitva really does owe the money. Now all of a sudden the Nitva is chayav a shvuas de'iraisa, a shvua with nikitas chayfetz. He was already nishba once, but he was nishba without nikitas chayfetz. Zok the Rif, he has to swear again. Zok the Rif, basically, that's like it says in our Gemara. Just like our Gemara says that if somebody swore without nikitas chayfetz, he has to swear again with the nikitas chayfetz. So too in this case. In this case, he swore properly, because in the beginning, the dinter was a case of a kofir b'kor, which has a din of shvuas hesses, where he was supposed to swear that in nikitas chayfetz. But the ma'aseh zok the Rif, it's the same thing. Right now, you have a guy who's chayav a shvuas adayonim, and all he gave us was a shvuah below nikitas chayfetz, so he has to swear again with the nikitas chayfetz. But the ma'aseh, this case is much worse, copy of the ksais ishtikol teira. Because the ksais was explaining that the reason why he doesn't become a chashid with that first shvuah is because the first shvuah, since it was done b'ta'us, dying is not the Kataya of our mission of V'chizer, it's like it never happened. That's all very good in the case of the Gemara, where he started off Chayav Shvuah Sadeyanim, Chayav Shvuah B'Nikitas Chepetz, and it was a toast to give him a Shvuah without a Nikitas Chepetz. But in the case of the Rif, where he started off a Kofir B'Koil, who's part of Midei Raisa, and he's only Chayav Shvuah Hesis, so when he made that Shvuah B'Lei Nikitas Chepetz, there was nothing mistaken about it. That wasn't a toast. The Dayan didn't do anything wrong, so why should we say that he's Chayzer? He made a Shvuah B'lei Nikitas Chayfetz because he was a Kofir B'Koil. Then later on, he becomes a Nitva with an Eid Echad, he's Chayav a Shvuah B'lei Nikitas Chayfetz. But now, the Kasher's Chayzer L'mekayimai. That Maman of Shech, if we're not going to patter him now, I'll smach the first Shvuah, because Kapi the Chiyav of a Shvuah Sadayanim, that first Shvuah is not secure enough, meaning that we're Chayzer that it was a lie. If a chashid that it was a lie, so then he became a chashid. Then we shouldn't trust the second shvuah either. So the chayr, the kasha, the chayrim ask, the ksais teretz is a good teretz for the case of the gemara, but the chayr, it's harder to hear how it should work for the case of the rif. The nesivis, since they've gotten your dalid, gives a second teretz to this kasha. The nesivis points out that the din, the makar for this whole halacha, that if somebody is chashid on a shvuah, so he's not able to make a shvuah. We don't believe his shvuah. Where does this come from? This comes from the Gemara of Metziah Daf Gimel, where the Gemara had a tzad that one who is chashid amamayna is also chashid ashvuah. And then the Gemara says, so every time, let's say, if an eid echad comes, or a person is zamayde b'miksas, and he's chayav a shvuah, here we're being chashid that he's denying the money that he really owes, so he's chashid amamayna, he shouldn't be able to make a shvuah. Lamais over there, the Gemara ends up saying that he's not chashid ashvuasa, but we see from there that somebody who really is chashid ashvuasa, we can't accept the shvuah that he makes. Zok the nesivis. It's davka over there because the avera that he's doing, the avera that is making him chashid is an avera that's taking place in the hoiva, in the present. If right now he's denying money, so he's chashid that he's stealing money right now lefaneinu. It's not that he once upon a time did an avera. But in the case over here, where a person made a shvu without a nikitas chayfetz, and now a cheshed that shvu may not have been true. So that shvu was last week. So we're cheshed that last week he swore falsely. Zakh the Nesivis, there's no din, akoponim, there's no din da'iraisa, that because a person did an avera last week, we can't accept the shvu that he does now. And maybe he did shuva. Gradin hachasedis, there is such a halacha, that if he did an avera last week, then until it's nizbara be'edin that he was eisa tshuva, he's possible be'edis. But that's the klinis sivis, that's the special gezeres hakosav in hilchas eidis. In hilchas shvua, there's no such din. If he did a shvua, if he swore falsely once upon a time, midei reis said that wouldn't make him possible for a shvua today. It's dafka in the case of the chashan amamayna, because he's doing the avera right now, that would make him possible a shvua. But over here, where the shvua blending to tzchevus, which were chayshu was a shvua shaker, which makes him chashid, that happened in the avar, that happened in the past. So then it's not al kapanam adin deiraisa, it's only adin derabbanan, that one who's chashid that he once swore falsely in the past should be chashid going forward. Mele was zaktan tzchevus. Once it's only adin derabbanan, we could say that in a case like this, where it was never nizbara that he swore falsely, it's only that the shvua was without a nikita tzchevus, and we don't have perfect confidence that he swore be'emes. In such a case, the Rabbanim wouldn't make this halacha that we shouldn't believe him on the next Shavua. So that's the second teretz. This teretz of the Nesivis, Rabbi Kiva Eger, also Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Jewish Fechidish and Bava Metzia, says Be'erech the same vert as this Nesivis. The two mem also said the same teretz as the Kseis HaChayshin. Again, not exactly the same, but Be'erech, the Kseis, and the two mem gave one teretz. The Nesivis and Rabbi Kiva Eger give one teretz. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, in his Chidushim Ambav Metzia, Simen Zayin and Simen Ches, he has read this negate to this kasha. In Simen Zayin, Rav Shmuel calls a chakira. That which we hold, that somebody that's choshed to swear falsely, we don't accept from him a shvua. What's the pshat? Is the pshat because we're choshed that his shvua is a lie? Meaning if he's choshed and then he makes a shvua, so the shvua doesn't do, the shvua doesn't patter him or doesn't help him win his din Torah, because it may be a lie. That's one way to learn. Or is the pshat that no, really, no, we never think that a shvua is a lie. If somebody makes a shvua, then avada, that will be a birur that what he's saying is true. But it's a din l'chatchila that we can't be meiser a shvua, we can't be mashbir, we can't give over a shvua to somebody who's chashid, then he might swear falsely. Als the chimer of the avera of shvua sheker, there's a din on the dayanim, that they can't tell somebody to go swear false, to go swear if they're not confident, if they're cheshed that he'll swear falsely, they can't tell him to go make a shvua. They're like bringing about an avera of shvua sheker. If they're cheshed rather that he'll swear falsely, so they can't tell him to go make a shvua because they'll be bringing about perhaps an avera of shvua sheker. But it's not because when we hear the shvua, we're cheshed that the shvua is going to be sheker. And in Siman Zayin, Rav Shmuel goes through these two tzedadim. He wants to be tailored on a machlek as Rishenim between Taitzis and the Magen Mishnah. He has a ha'ara that there's a halacha that we find in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Beis that if somebody is chashur on a shvua, then even if the Shekinegdai says, I don't mind, I'm willing to trust his shvua, you may not trust his shvua, but I'm willing to trust his shvua, we still don't allow him to swear. From that halacha, there's a starker right to this second side. If the whole reason why we don't allow him to swear is because the shvua might not be true, meaning it's not going to be a good enough birur that he's telling the MS. But if the shekinegdai says that it may not be such a good birur, but I'm willing to let him win with that birur, so then why should we mind? Why should we demand any more than that? But lefi the second side, that the reason why we're not mashbia somebody who's chashud is because we don't want to take the risk that the avera will happen, the avera of shvua sheker, then avada doesn't help if the shekinegdai says that he doesn't mind. We have to be chashud for kvayt shemayim and not allow this person to make a shvua if we're chashud that he'll be nishba l'sheker. Al kaponim, Rabbi Shmuel and Simen Zayin in his Chedushim Rav HaMasiyah clears these two tzedadim. Then in Simen Ches, he brings in this kasha from the Tumim and from the Kseis and from the Nesivis, and Zogt Rav Shmuel, the kasha was only a kasha lefi that first tzad, that the din that we don't give a shvua to a chashud is because we don't trust his shvua. He's not neman with his shvua. So then I hear if he swore b'lo nikitas chayfetz, and now we're not sure that that shvua was emes. So we're chashud. We have a tzad that he may be chashud al hashvua. So now when he swears again, even if he swears b'lo nikitas chayfetz, but he still shouldn't be neman because He's telling me now Al Atzad that he told the truth the first time, but we're being chashed for the Tzad that he lied the first time, and Al Atzad that he lied the first time, he's a chashed, and his Shvu is not Neman. But if we learn that the din that we're not Mashbiyah, chashed is not because his Shvu is not Neman. It's only because there's a din lechatchila that we're chashed for the Isser Shvuah Sheker, so we're not Meisur Shvuah. So the Gabi, Isser, we could be Semech and a Chazakah. The Maisa, the person, they didn't do anything that indicated that he swore falsely. He just swore B'lein HaKidyas Chayfetz. So that's not a big enough beer to help him win his Din Torah. So in that sense, the Ksais and the Sivis, they're saying he's Choshed Al HaShvuah. But not because he did anything that indicates that it was Taka a lie. So we have no reason to think that this person is more likely to lie than anybody else. So even though there's a halacha that we don't give a Shvuah to somebody who's Choshed, but in this case, where there's nothing that makes him any more Choshed Lechatchila, there's nothing that makes him any more chashed than anybody else. So I've had to be allowed to give him a shvuah. Once he makes the shvuah is neman. Because even though he might taka be a chashed, if he swore falsely the first time, he is a chashed, because somebody who swears falsely once makes him a chashed to swear falsely again. But that doesn't take away from his nemanos. Their kasha is only a kasha if you learn that the din of chashed is that it takes away from his nemanos. So then, if we're being chashish that he swore falsely the first time, because it was blamed kites chayfes, so then the second time, his shvuah is not neman, because he may have lied the first time. If he lied the first time, he's not neman the second time. But according to the second sad that Rav Shmuel had in Siman Zayin, even if he lied the first time, it doesn't make him not neman the second time. It just makes it that we don't give him a shvuah the second time because of the chashash isser. So over here, we have no reason, lefaneinu, to think that he did an isser. So avad, we're allowed to give him the shvuah the second time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.